On December 11, 2023, the Plano Police Department and the Dallas Federal Bureau of Investigation executed a raid on Sowerby Drive. The three individuals arrested are being charged with crimes related to sex trafficking. According to the Department of Justice, William McKinley Garland, aged 40, residing in Plano, Jalen Alexander Bobo, aged 24, residing in Dallas, and Roberta Marie Kahn, aged 27, residing in Euless, face charges following an indictment issued by a grand jury in the Eastern District of Texas. The charges include coercion and enticement, as well as aiding and abetting. Additionally, Garland and Bobo are accused of conspiracy to commit sex trafficking through force, fraud, or coercion. Update, December 26, 2023, 12 p.m. Garland, the alleged ringleader, is set to stay in federal custody until his trial, having entered a plea of not guilty during his Thursday appearance before U.S. Magistrate Judge Kimberly Priest at the federal courthouse in Plano, on the advice of his attorney. According to WFAA, Garland is currently detained at the Fannin County Jail, operated by a private company under contract with the U.S. Marshals to accommodate federal prisoners. The original story continues below. This indictment marks the conclusion of a lengthy investigation conducted by the Plano Police Department into a sex trafficking ring orchestrated by Garland and accomplices. According to the DOJ, young women were allegedly recruited to work as escorts for Garland. However, once lured, they purportedly faced coercion into engaging in commercial sex, often through violent means and threats orchestrated by Garland or those acting under his direction. Law enforcement evidence suggests that this organization operated across Collin County. If found guilty, Garland and Bobo could potentially receive a maximum life sentence in federal prison, while Kahn may face a sentence of up to 20 years in federal prison. Human trafficking is one of the most heinous crimes the FBI encounters, and unfortunately, these encounters are far more common than most people realize, said Dallas FBI Special Agent in Charge Chad Yarbrough. Collaboration with the Plano Police Department and U.S. Attorney's Office was critical to identify and arrest the alleged traffickers, and as we continue the investigation and move forward to prosecute the perpetrators, we hope to identify additional victims in order to provide the services and support they need to regain their dignity, identity, and sense of self. Authorities suspect additional individuals may be involved in the dealings with this organization. The public is encouraged to contact the Plano Police Department at 972-941-2044 if they possess information about the case or potential victims. I am extremely pleased with the collaboration and diligence on the part of our Plano police detectives, our FBI partners, and the United States Attorney's Office in this investigation, Plano Police Department Chief Ed Drain said. These investigative efforts brought several violent offenders to justice and restored the peace, tranquility, and safety, not only to our community but to the victims of these egregious crimes. Our continuing work will leave no stone unturned in an effort to identify those who aid in perpetrating these offenses and to provide assistance and justice to those who fall victim to these offenders. The investigation is a collaborative effort between the Plano Police Department and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, with Assistant U.S. Attorney Marissa J. Miller leading the prosecution.